Institute.
Alright, mate.
I'm bollocks. I really am. I swear, I'm absolutely rocked. That weekend has took lumps out of me. I didn't even go to the gym today.
So what are you?
Yeah, I'm tired.
New bonus episode. Talking more bollocks. And hang on, before we get going, because I'll end up forgetting, boys. Shout out to Johnny Clark. He owns Clark's Butchers, Fossa Avenue, Cabra West. Get around there. Get you some meat, boys. Best butchers in the world.
I like the mellow tone. I need that.
Tell us how you really feel, bro.
Any questions?
We were at the UFC over the weekend though, in Manchester, on US times. So we were in the arena till about 6:30, 7:00 in the morning. Bollocks tired. Couldn't get a taxi after.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That was great crack at the time.
I tell you what's more disgusting. There's no windows, no nothing in the place.
Yeah.
And when you walk outside and the sun was beaming, I was like, kill me now. It was horrendous. And then there's 24,000 people trying to pull one taxi.
Some fellow was like, oh, you can get a coach back to City Centre. I was like, mate, we're not going that way. We're going this way. I don't want to go back to Manchester City Centre.
Yeah, we went back 3 hours sleep on, up, showered, dressed.
Airport.
Straight to the airport then.
Yeah, for a delayed flight.
For a delayed flight and home. So, it's at the knocking lump shelf is on. But we're here.
You are.
We are here.
We had a great time.
I was late.
The fights are great. The atmosphere was brilliant.
Some of the fights were dirt.
I was.
Let's not act like we got a great card because we didn't.
Do you know what else was great? Terrence's reaction to Terrence was going to leave. Terrence was going to leave after Sean O'Bannon fought and she was the first fight. Terrence was like, I'm out here. I'm going. I can't stay awake all night.
Oh, it was bollocks now.
And now, bear in mind, she fought at 11, yeah? So it's 20 past 11 and Terrence was like, I'm going. I was like, Terry, Kiva hasn't even fought. He was like, fuck's sake. Then Kiva fought and he was like, right, will we go? I was like, Terrence.
I got a second wind then, shortly after, but I was on death's door. Yeah. I was on death's door. I was like, I'm not going to make it till 6:30 in the morning.
3:00 in the morning, we're going around drinking cups of coffee and all. It was deadly.
I picked up at about 12:30, 1:00. I was like, right, we're in this for the long haul. Let's do it.
We had great crack on. We were carrying on as well. Do you know what I mean?
What a night, boys.
I'm delirious now. I might say something that I'm liable to get us cancelled on. I'm just saying.
That's all right.
People sleeping around the arena. And
all around us, on. Not like when I'm saying this to people, that was there some people asleep? I'm like, everyone was asleep. Like in our section, when I looked around, more people were asleep than awake.
Yeah.
More people.
It was like a library in our section.
Like everyone was just asleep. And I was like, this is mad. Like you're in the middle of the co-op arena, 24,000 people. And I mean, there was times when the place was rocking. And these boys were just having a kip. They were they went off to Manchester for a nap. They said, fuck that. They could, why don't, Owen, why would you spend that money on it? This is a heavy price.
In fairness, though, it was a long L night. It was a long stretch, Owen, right? There was a fella who got absolutely scudder drunk sitting beside us and he fell asleep beside us on his mate. And his mate was just sitting there holding him. And he got that to that stage that when the main event come on, I goes, Terrence, no longer we're here. That fella is sober. And he was awake. Your mum was sitting beside us, fully cognitive, not a bother to him, cheering for a fight then. That's how long we were there.
Yeah, and he had a 4.5 hour sleep.
He was brand new. Yeah, he was fresh at me and Terrence.
He was brand new.
Ah, no, we had some crack. I played and I milked it, didn't I, Terry? I was acting a bollocks.
Ah, you carried on a little bit.
I was playing. Yeah, I was everywhere down. People text me saying, you like water, you're grinning everywhere. I was backstage, yeah. So
there was a point when he was walking around the edge of the octagon.
Yeah.
I was like, he's there with Bruce Buffer.
His cousin was texting me, you could see you at the octagon shadowboxing, and I was.
Telling a story to another journalist, and we're looking down at
him. Shout out to Andy Stevenson. I was talking to him, I was like, did you see this? And I was doing shadowboxing.
So he was doing all the hands up with his face and all, and he's throwing out a jab and all, and he's obviously talking about the fight. The man just stand there with his hands by his side, will you relax, man?
But him and his cousin can see me, and they're like, you can see at the octagon shadowboxing. I was like, thank God no one has video footage of that. But we went on a walk, remember, Terry, and you two got fed up. You're like, we're going back. And I was like, I'm going to go down this way. And I got directed on. I was like, I'm trying to get out because Paddy the Baddy was coming and his walkout was deadly. So I was like, right, I'm going to get down onto the arena floor because I want to get a video of him coming out. It's going to be class. So them two boys went back to the seats. And I'm walking and walking and people are like, you can't go this way, you have to go that way. And I'm walking on. Next of all, I'm in a car park and I'm looking. And there's fighters who have just fought, Arnold Allen and all, and they have their flags on them and they're doing interviews and I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. And with that, this big fella, yeah, he's in an all-black suit, right? Come over and he goes, you're not supposed to be here. I goes, I know. He goes, you came down here by mistake, didn't you? I goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, I know you did. You stay there. I'm going to walk you back out. I was like, sound pal, I'm just looking to go out to the floor. He goes, I'll walk you out after I walk him out. And I looked, I was like, walk you out. And there's Paddy's Baddy shadow boxing, the camera in his face, ready to walk out. And I was like, here we fucking go.
So when he left us, we walked back to our seat, and literally 5 minutes later, he sends me a video, so I look into it. He's standing there right beside Paddy the Baddy as he's just shadow boxing, getting ready to walk out. How did you manage to get there? They're in the car park.
I was like, this is class, but then I'm fuming because I was like, I want to see him coming out. I don't want to be here. So your man walks him out, runs with me, brings me out the other side. So I have a video of him walking this way. And I run out and catch him as he's coming out to the cage. We get to the cage at the same time then.
So you're in the press area.
I was in the press area, yeah. The only one without a laptop. You're not allowed to record or anything. So I'm taking videos on the sly. But then as the night got later, I don't care if I'm ranting on everyone. As the night got later, everyone had their phones out recording. So I had my phone out recording. Then my little brother texts me. He was watching the fights live. He's like, I can see it on the telly. You're recording Tom Aspinall. I was like, yeah, I was. You know what I mean?
Because there's tellies up in the corner, obviously.
You can see my big stupid square head.
I was looking directly at them walking Tom Aspinall after he won. So I was like, I'm going to watch the telly. I'm probably going to see Calvin because I've seen what side you were walking on. And looking, there you are there like that. Big happy head in your recording.
I'm there, yeah, and everyone's on the bleeding laptops, flat, like doing live commentary to fight, and I'm just there like that, and you're not allowed to cheer or anything. So, like, you know, like Sean Evan was throwing head kicks, and I was like, oh, go on. And everyone's looking at me, and I'm like, put my head down and all, pretending that wasn't me. You know what I mean?
But you're up in the
bleachers.
No, his seats are fucking better than mine.
How do I lay it?
He had a great view, you could see absolutely everything.
Kelly Harden is out there giving us a shout out, boys.
Yeah, big shout out to Kelly.
After an Olympic win.
Yeah.
Mad.
It was mad. I got a free. I was watching it live, and then like I was obviously watching the interview, and then I really got a free. My boy came in, it's like, what's that happening? I was like, Kelly Harden's had to give us a shout out at the Olympics and all. But no, I was proper rattled, Harden. So I swear to God, my arms, I started shaking and all. I was like, oh my God, that's huge. Because she didn't say talking bollocks, she said Terrence and Calvin's podcast, and I was like, oh my God. You know what I mean? So fucking, and what a performance she put on as well. She's skilled, that one.
She's absolutely little.
So she's into the last eight now. One more fight away and get in the middle.
Big shout out to Kelly.
Yeah. Big shout out.
That's it all. Any questions, bro?
We'll start off with a statement.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Well, it's a question, I suppose. But
Ronaldo, is it?
No.
Right.
It's from Callum and Talla.
Yeah.
The question is, did you know the busiest Domino's in the world is the Domino's in Talla, Square Talla?
Chances this, bro. We're in a blading simulation.
Tell them what happened to you.
The other night?
Friday night,
I got a Domino's on. Remember I told you I was up since 4 in the morning and I had to stay up till the fucking following morning, no sleep.
Yeah.
I had a fucking Domino's and I'm afraid to get sick on. I know, it's mad. Nearly 30 years of age, I'm afraid of getting sick. And I nearly got sick in my sleep twice. Did that ever happen to you? You just nearly get sick?
Hang on. Slow down there. The other night you nearly got sick in your sleep twice.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I ate a Domino's, bro. It was up my bleeding neck. And during the night I nearly got sick twice.
Huh.
Yeah, man, I woke up. You know when you can feel sick in the back of your throat?
Yeah, rotten.
And you swallow it.
Rotten.
Oh,
you have a horrible taste in your mouth.
Yeah. So that happened me once.
It never happened there. It's like acid reflux or something.
And it happened me twice. And then that's why I ended up staying awake. Do you get me?
And then, so that was that. And turning to Scotland almost last night as well.
I took the risk on it. It was worth it. Domino's unreal, boys.
So, Terrence is flat out in Domino's. Yeah. And we were talking about it literally in the lift on the way up. And with that now, Callum's first statement is that.
It's Domino's.
Is it true?
They're making serious poke.
Making serious dough.
I can just see that the one in Talla is the busiest in Ireland. It could well be the busiest in the world. I don't know.
Is that numbers there?
They sold 50 million.
50-0
in 2017. Domino's in Tala sold 50 million worth of pizzas in 1 year.
That is amazing, boys. That's some stat that on. 50 million pizzas.
In Tala alone.
Here's another story from 2006. An Irish branch of Domino's is topping the worldwide chain for sales.
Yeah, we're taking that as fact now. Look, Callum, I believe you. Domino's. 50 million
people in Leaving Blanche are like, right, challenge accepted. Ordering Domino's breakfast, lunch and dinner. Christmas Day and all, they're going to have Domino's for their dinner.
Look, it's a busy Domino's.
Yeah. The boys are flat to the mat.
We'd love to know how many drivers they have.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave from Limerick has been on.
Good up, Dave.
We know a Dave from Limerick.
Dave says,
just letting you know,
a question from his brothers got read out, so Dave's decided to send us one. Here's his. You get 3 million a year, but every time someone thinks negatively about you, you lose 10k. For example, look at that ginger prick and his dog he's named after where his teeth are from. Bing, minus 10k. And Dave's question is, how much do you think you'll have left by the end of the year?
I'd owe people money.
You'd owe people money, boys. Do we still have to do the podcast and all? Because I think the best bet is, right, delete social media, delete the podcast, and just go incognito for a year. People are still going to be like, do you remember that red bastard fucking done this 5 years ago? That's a negative thought straight away. You'd need to be incognito on to make sure you don't step on anyone's toes.
Yep. You get 300 negative thoughts before you start owing people money.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, you Lewis, that.
Is there anyone out there that people can't have a negative thought about? Like?
I know people, boys, and if anyone said a bad word about them, I'd be like, you're wrong. Jibbe, Richie Sadler gets licked like a stamp. He's the nicest bloke on earth, boys. Yeah, like, you're just wrong if you say I'm bad about the fella, boys. He's the nicest bloke on earth.
Yeah, he's up there.
Isn't he? He's Champions League spots.
100%.
He's Champions League spots.
I only said this to someone. I put that in my story the other day about Danny being in the Champions League spots, and someone texted me saying, who's the other three? And Richie was one of them. Richie, Mav, and then they looked for the fourth and it was never wrote back. I know her, so she wouldn't take it personal. But how long, how much do you think you'd have left? I don't think I'd have a euro left.
Nah, no, you wouldn't, boys.
You'd owe someone money.
But like, is it starting from that day or just in any negative thought from any time in life?
No, from that day.
Oh, from that day. So aren't negative you do? No, you wouldn't be, bro. If you didn't leave the gaff, you're hibernated for a year.
Me boy would be like, I wish that cunt to grow this gaff.
Bollocks, negative thought. Yeah, but then you just sweeten her up then. Listen, I'll give you a milli at the end of this.
Stop thinking bad about me.
Yeah.
That's very bad business. You just cost yourself 100 negative thoughts.
Yeah, there you go, Terry.
One.
Fucking yeah.
Okay, so you're not taking it anyway.
No, you're not taking it. And can you go in debt with it?
Yeah.
You'd owe your bollocks out. Because you're not staying in the gaff for a year, are you?
Any general response to Dave from Limerick's characterisation of you?
Yeah, I'll punch his head in fast. Him and his brother. I'll punch it till he has
his
head in.
His brother was probably sound though.
Was it not his brother who asked?
No, his brother asked the question before. So he's like, well, sorry, if you read me brother's question now, here's mine.
Sorry, Dave's brother.
We're on a roll here of you threatening listeners.
I know, fuck Dave.
In fairness, I agree with him though, because they have been coming for him.
They're coming at me, y'all.
But like, not even me, like, oh, Terrence is a prick. Here's my thing. It's like, Terrence and something really specific for him.
Me dog, boys, me dog gets brought into every single thing.
Because they know it's your Achilles heel.
I know, boys, I love my fucking dog, I love
him. But that's the thing, come on, that man's dog, do you know what I mean? Like, you can say, like, I agreed with your opinion of this, of the equaliser, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, but they're like, no, see you.
Yeah, kills you.
Dog and your hair and your teeth and this. That's bad out, boys. We agree with him.
Having a boys.
All right, next up from Paddy Dandy from Clontarf.
Go on.
Nothing, go on.
What does you have to say it, Terry. You have to. Get off your chest because it's eating at you.
No, what's his name? Paddy Dandy.
From Clontarf.
All right, let's go. I'm ready, I'm waiting.
You're not okay here.
Paddy Dan, boys, just rock me when he's bringing the dog up. I love the blatant dog.
He's bouncing on the chair there.
Oh, stop.
Paddy is working in Belfast. He says it's nice to hear a bit of Dublin when he's grafting away. So here's his.
He's a never up the Ramadan. He's not an Australian
bloke. What's the point of me? I'm reading the email.
Oh, no, come here. Can we just point this out? Yeah. Belfast is 160 miles away. Oh, 160 kilometres away from Dublin.
Yeah, but if you're living in Belfast.
Rosslare Harbour is 185. My board doesn't go on. It says she's in some sort of long distance fucking
How
emigration.
How often do you think Paddy Dandy hears a Dublin accent when he's working up in Belfast? How often?
Knock the radio on. You probably still get RTE.
I think he was just trying to pay you a compliment.
I know, but you're not living in fucking. You're not living in Alaska, mate. You're not living in Antarctica. You're not living in fucking Buenos Aires.
It's like moving to Dock. You
me bollocks.
Your Dublin accent and all this.
You could decide on Monday morning if you wanted to come to Dublin and be there for lunch.
You two haven't slept properly, have you?
No, I'm all over
we're
the place.
Well, sorry, Paddy. Yeah, we are on edge.
My board lives 2 hours away and she doesn't make this much of a fucking deal about it.
All right, shut up for a second, will you? Would you rather have crumbs in your bed for the rest of your life or would you rather have to wear the same T-shirt with hairs in it from your haircut? And you also have long hair, so there's loads of hairs. And that's for the rest of your life.
You're taking the crumbs because you're wearing the same T-shirt. You're going to look like a scruff anyways.
What is just every T-shirt? You can wear a clean T-shirt, but everyone has...
Nah, the T-shirts. I am not sleeping in a bed of crumbs.
I heard... Barbers tell me that's a myth, that like you can feel the hairs because like...
Huh. No. Barbers are wrong, bro.
Ask your barber next time. Do they feel the hairs? They're cutting 15 hairs a day.
Yeah, but they... They can judge how someone feels things.
Ask them, do they feel it?
You can pick a hair up, you can feel it.
Ask them, do they feel it?
No, I'm just telling you the facts,
bro. Why are we turning on each other?
No, don't I'll smash this studio. Of course you can feel bleeding hairs if it's on you.
I'd take the T-shirt. The
same.
Them boys are covered in hair. And they said they don't notice it.
No, if you get your hair cut, bro, it sits in the bleeding.
Yeah, but you get your hair cut only, like, probably, what? Once every now and again.
Once every week, bro.
Yeah. So once a week there, literally every single day in that.
But not in there, bro.
It's on your body, or you get used to it.
The top of your neckline, your T-shirt, hair gets stuck in that and it rubs off your neck. Like. You know, it's not like fucking rope bone, but you feel the fucking thing.
You take the T-shirt. Crumbs in the bed is a bad one.
Question for both of you here from, who's from? Adam. If you had to be reincarnated into any wild animal who lives in Ireland... What would it be and why?
We've actually nothing killed, did we?
No,
over here?
I was trying to think of
it's
that.
Like hedgehogs and all.
Do we even have hedgehogs?
Do we not even have a hedgehog on?
Of course we have hedgehogs.
What cool animals do we have on?
Eagles.
Do we have eagles?
Where?
Now?
Donegal, Kerry.
Yeah.
They've been trying to bring them back. Farmers kill them because eagles kill their lambs.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, eagles sound like the bollocks.
So there's been a big program underway for years now to reintroduce them to the wild.
Have it. The yolks out on Lambay.
Wallabies
and Lambay.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a thing on the radio about that the other day. It just came on. It was like a piece, and I had was in the car with me. So do you know, we looked this up before. Dublin Zoo donated them, but what they thought, because they were overpopulated, they thought they gave them 7 males, but they didn't. They were mixed, and they went back to the old like a year later, and there was hundreds of them. But they just live over there running amok. You'd have to be one of them boys.
Would you be? Yeah.
It's like just being in Ibiza every day of the year. Just on that island, no holds barred. Do what you want, me.
Oh, stop.
What else? It's either that.
Nah, we've nothing kill at all. They'd be like a fucking dog or something. What else would you be like?
Seagulls, they get away with murder. Murder.
Roddy Doyle be in here 5 minutes letting their hands go.
Calling you a racist for not liking seagulls. What are we picking? Dolphins?
We have dolphins. We have whales.
Yeah, we fucking sharks off the coast of Galway.
Do we have whales on?
Yeah, Baskin. I don't think they're around 12 months a year, but you'd get humpbacks, minke whales.
There was great whites off the coast of Galway there.
There's talk of great whites these days, yeah.
You're struggling.
The great walks?
Yeah.
Great walks out in the
what story with him?
It'll be a great walk on, yeah.
The great walk of China. What else sounds not any other cool animals? Are you at the googling cool animals in Ireland?
Doing my job.
Everybody's
over here.
To say sheep can climb ladders now.
Don't make me suggest crows.
Yeah.
I was thinking deer.
But if they're clever, if they're as clever as Owen says, you'll take a crow, but I don't know how much to believe them.
The deer's in the Fino, but they get cold and all, and you don't want that. Do you know what I've seen before? Do you know when you get the train from Greystones to Bray? Do you know where it's only 1 line and I go through all the mountain? There was a goat there before. Yeah. Like on its own, like a mountain goat. Did you ever see goats climbing the mountains?
Yeah, bro, sideways.
They climb up the wall. Yeah, they climb sideways. Up a bleeding blank wall. Yeah, no grips on it. Not a bother to them climbing.
Up a ladder on the heartbeat. The
not a bother to them. I'll pick, what did I pick a minute ago?
Wallabies.
Wallabies, yeah. I'm wallabies. Picking a wallaby in Lambay.
Yeah, I'm going with a whale. Yeah, boys.
Okay.
Whales are goats, aren't they, boys?
Whales are little.
In terms of like...
Yeah, did you ever see that?
They day? Run the shit down there, don't they?
Down off Dingle, there's always bleeding. All sorts down there. Loch Ness once, I don't know. Right, any more?
Oh.
No, it's not.
Arthur.
McGinty! Haven't done that in a while, I feel. They'll be worried about Arthur. He comes in and out. Yeah, he comes into my head often enough, boys. I worry about Arthur.
He reminds you of, like, you know, like the local homeless fella, and then you haven't seen him in a while. You're worried that that happened to him. And then he pops up then, and he's like, no, I'm bleeding, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, it's good to see you.
3 months I'm back, and fucking wankers. Legend bleeding, McGinty.
Well, Arthur does up batches. He never sends one on its own. So we have 5 from him this time.
Love this, boys.
We'll keep a few for next week.
Yeah.
So, first one. If your furniture came to life like in Beauty and the Beast. See that one?
No, bro.
Well, the furniture comes to life.
Okay.
The cups, the knives and forks,
candle,
clock.
Come to life
like fucking Toy Story.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, same basic principle.
Right.
You have faces and all, like the teapots.
It's a curse. They've all been turned into... Anyway. Which bit of furniture would you be most scared of?
Oh, great. That's an excellent question.
If it's Beauty and the Beast, it doesn't just have to be furniture, because that's everything. And like the clocks and the cutlery and all that.
Imagine a PlayStation coming alive, your controller and all, walking towards you.
What would be most mobile?
You're not having this at all,
no,
eh?
I'm really not.
He's still not over the thing about his dog.
Stop bringing the dog up.
Do you know what my dog is terrified of? The dishwasher. And I mean, like, he... Dishwasher was on the night we went to bed, yeah? And the dog was crying, yeah? Because the dishwasher was making noise, so the dog was crying. So we were like, someone's going to have to get down to him. We're like, nah, the dishwasher, I'll knock off now in a minute. So I knocked off, right? And then we heard the little cunt getting up out of his bed and he grew up on the sofa. He's not allowed on the sofa. And he went to sleep. But 15 minutes later, the dishwasher came back on and he fell off the chair. I will hear noise from when he hit the deck. But the dishwasher opens itself now. Have you got a dishwasher that does that? Me old one never done that round. I don't like it. So see, when the first happened, I was like, what the fuck was that? What was that? And then Amy was like, the dishwasher opens when it's finished now. And I was like, no, me bollocks, I don't like that. So I don't like dishwashers. And then you go downstairs. Then you go downstairs, your dishwasher is open, and you're like, did that open itself, or someone robbing the gaff and they're checking the dishwasher?
Yeah,
just in case. Good spot to hide your stuff, Terry.
Yeah.
You'd never think about checking someone's dishwasher.
Yeah, until the thing turns on, it's all going to dust. Get me?
Yeah, you're bleeding.
Yeah, bleeding, things opening on.
You're watching me spotless.
Yeah.
What would be most scary? See, I have a bleeding, I have a desk and a chair and all, because I work from home, do you know what I mean? Big gamer's chair I have.
Boys, I have no clue, like, what you're saying now. Like, why would that be scarier than the sofa? Do you get me?
Which do you want to fight? If it's alive, which do you think you have the best chance against?
A baby spoon, bro.
Okay, what have you got the worst chance against?
The sofa.
Okay, there you go. That's the answer to the question.
Well done. Let's go, McGinty. For fuck's sake. Fucking Beauty and the Beast, boys. You should watch Aunt these days. You wouldn't tell us.
Oh. I love how it's our fault. We're the problem. Yeah. You should watch Aunt. It's one of the...
What was your man thinking when he wrote it? Like, oh, and then the knife is going to come out. Shut up, will you? Fucking idiot. Get out and touch the blade grass. Honestly, what a prick.
One of the most popular films of all time, and Terry's like, we don't watching that.
Man,
you're in the minority, Terry.
Yeah, but he's boys as well. I know nothing about it. He's just said to me, like, the spoons come out of the drawer and the drawer opens on the sofa and all comes alive, and I'm like, did you get me?
I'll show you a picture of them.
Yeah.
It's all the people who worked in this, was he a prince?
Yeah, it's castle.
And they get a curse put on him. He turns into a beast and all his staff turn into whatever they worked as. Like the woman who served tea, she becomes a teapot.
So there's like the teapot, the cup, the clock.
There's the wardrobe.
Oh, the wardrobe, is it?
The yeah. wardrobe and the shelf, aren't it?
No, the clock. There's the clock there. Yeah. And the candlestick holder. What's the candlestick holder's name again? It's like Pierre or something, isn't it?
Lumiere, is it?
Oh, Lumiere, yeah, makes sense because it's lights. Yeah. Great tunes. Be, I guess, a great tune, on.
Oh, yeah.
No?
He was a legend. Oh, you haven't suggested that one in the film club.
Yeah, they made it. They made a real life version of it.
Fuck off, will you?
No.
What happened from the south and all group?
Yeah. In the it's real not life? A cartoon.
How can you make that in a real life version?
Go home and watch it and tell me.
Denzel Washington comes into the cafe after doing an assassination and the sofa is standing upright winking at him. Oh, God. <will you?
laughs> Go home and watch Beauty and the Beast. Go on.
Yeah.
The original.
He's just like, yeah, but you was all the top of this.
Have you seen Toy Story?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I have. I got it.
And were you okay with that?
It's not sticking out in my head, boys.
Talking dinosaur toy, that didn't upset
you? No, bro, it's getting like, you know what I mean? My imagination doesn't really let me. But I can nearly get that. Because they're characters, aren't they? The toys. Like, there's a cowboy and a fucking robot fella, and you can get it. But the sofa just stands up and starts talking. It's like, will you?
But it has a face now. Yeah. Like, you see the cup there had a face and a nose.
Mm.
But the nose is a handle, no?
I feel like you have to leave him alone now.
Yeah, just like, just stop.
He's at the end of me off the edge. It's like, what's the scariest and what's not? What's the smallest, what's the biggest?
Yeah, but what if the sofa was sound?
Yeah.
No.
No.
So that's it for this week's episode. What's the yoke again?
Send us any questions, dilemmas, debates, conspiracies.
Debate. We've never once got a debate. Or
no,
a
but
dilemma.
We're turning into a debate show. Jeremy Coyle over here. Jeremy Coyle does a bleeding radio show now, boys.
Does
he's
he?
A fucking wanker, that thing. Send your yokes to Talking Bollocks at Gowlehead now and talk on. Take us out on. Boom!
Leave that in. He's a wanker, that thing.
But on. He's a prick, isn't
yes.
he?
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the door. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that,
the hypnotic.
Come on.